The Schlereth and Evans podcast is sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity is the best way to stream your favorite live sports on the next generation Xfinity 10G network.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
So, what is up with you and Jerry Jeudy?
Because
it seems like it's gotten personal.
No, it's not personal on my behalf.
Well, when I say personal, I don't mean like anger personal, but it's gotten personal. Why don't you start with your opening salvo? Give us the background, first of all, because this goes back a way.
Yeah, this goes back the last several years, but last year, before Steve Smith Sr. went off on Jerry Jeudy on that, what was it, Thursday night game? No, it wasn't Thursday night.
I think it was a Thursday night game.
Was it a Thursday night game? Whatever it was, against Kansas City, right?
Yes.
And remember Jerry Jeudy bouncing around in the background where everybody else was actually warming up and he was preening for the cameras and shouting and, you know, acting like he was just going to go off, and then he had three catches for like 18 yards or something, you know? Something ridiculous, some Jerry Jeudy-esque. Before that game, I lambasted him for something. I remember us being at the Breakfast Club. We were down. Down. So I had a little show pony in me, I'll be honest. You know, we had a crowd there, so you got to play to the crowd. But I was irritated with just the way he played, you know, and I'm sure he said something about, you know, disappointed in him not getting enough opportunity, whatever. And so, you know, I dug through the tape and I'm like, dude, this play, lack of effort, this play, throw your hands up, you know, this play, it bounces off your hands that are made of feet. You know, just basically went off on Jerry Jeudy being a first round disappointment. And so then, of course, I get the, you know, notification on Instagram. I think it was Instagram. So I click on the notifications, you know, and it's Jerry Jeudy sliding in my DMs being pissed at me. And I'm not going to get into details with what went back and forth, but I was very frank, you know, and the same thing I said on the radio. Dude, you're an exceptional talent. You're a very average football player until you figure out, you know, the importance of being a football player and what it means.
So you told him this?
Oh, absolutely. I spoke to him. Now, again, it's text messages back and forth, but it's like a father. Like, you know, when I'm disappointed in you.
Tough love. Tough love, yeah.
So anyhow.
How was it received?
Oh, no. He just was like, you're a scrub and you didn't do anything and, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. Exactly that, but so anyhow, that went on, whatever, went on for a day. You know, it was ridiculous. Back and forth a couple different times. Anyhow, I haven't heard from him since. So now, my daughter's reached out to me yesterday. He goes, guess who's following and liking all our pictures now? Because the other day when he got traded, I was like, dude, you're a first rounder.
Now, Mark, don't bury the lead. You did kind of fire a snarky salvo at the end of your video.
Oh, yeah. I called him Jimmy Jeudy. I'll never forget you, Jimmy Jeudy. Okay. What an impact you had on us.
Right. So then I guess he took that. He needed to respond to that. So now he's following your daughters on Instagram.
Now he's liking all my daughters. Well, my oldest daughter. He liked all her pictures. I'm just assuming that he's doing it to my younger daughter as well, but my younger daughter doesn't know who he is. Just so you know, Jerry, my oldest daughter works in sports, so she's a big sports fan, so she knows you. But my youngest daughter, if you're liking all of her pictures and following her as well, she has no clue who you are.
Listen, Jerry, let me give you some good advice. Please take it from me, okay? I'm the one that did the whole, is that your daughter on a beach?
I'm
telling you, that's creepy.
Mm.
What you're doing is creepy, okay? Please, take it from an authority. What you're doing is creepy. Stop it.
Yeah.
By the way,
creepy.
By the way, that the video I posted on social media about Jimmy Judy going to Cleveland for a fifth and sixth rounder. Talk about a bust. 15th overall pick, and you went for a fifth and sixth rounder. That video has gotten up over 600,000 views, or about 600,000, not quite 600,000 views. So, you know, I went on Cleveland radio yesterday. Absolutely ripped him on Cleveland radio. And then I got a bunch of Cleveland people that are mad at me now.
Although some were like, oh, geez, just when I think it can't get any worse being a Browns fan.
Uh-huh.
Along comes Schlereth to just make my day even more miserable.
Aww.
Yeah, Jerry, don't be. You're not going to get back at Mark that way. Instead, you're just going to look creepy. Stop it. Don't do it. Take it from me.
Yeah.
You don't want to stumble into that. You may be well-meaning. Mm-hmm. It may be well-meaning, but it's not going to end well.
You're not that guy, pal.
You have, over the years, done some things that...
well, not like, that many things.
Well, like when you cordially invited...
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that was like, you couldn't have been...
Nah, no, you were like, that was cringy. That
I'd like to cordially invite you.
Yeah, I know. Who was that? It was the big offensive line.
Who was that guy?
We had this football event going on.
He's skinny now.
We had that football event going on, and I cordially invited. Jeez, what
you're
the heck?
On the Broncos.
When they used to let us on the practice field. I know. It was Russell Wilson cringe before Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you did.
Before we understood what Russell Wilson cringy was, that was cringy. Yeah, that was cringy.
We had a great.
But the one on the beach was. I meant so well, too. Yeah. I meant well. I really did. But it just.
It just came out wrong.
It really did.
It just came out wrong.
Mm-hmm. Is that your daughter?
It's just. God, even. You know what it was?
It was my high knees moment.
Yeah.
That was my high knees moment.
Shout out snack or drink. snack, drink.
Yes,
drink.
Yes. I don't know. Actually, no. Is that your daughter? Was my pass or run. That was my pass or run. Moment.
Come on, guys. Pass or run, guys. Yeah. Pass or run.
That was it.
It was that bad.
It was that cringy. As cringy as that was, that's what my moment was. Man. Russell Okung, that's right.
People remember.
People remember. It was Russell Okung that Mike cordially invited.
I did a pirouette and walked away.
I know. Thanks.
I was like, I cannot believe.
I know.
Listen, we're
Mark
having
Schlereth,
a little.
Good foxhole guy.
Yeah. We're having a little 104.3 The Fan event. I'd like to cordially invite you tonight.
I know.
First off.
I know.
How many guys even know what cordially?
I know. You don't have to rub it in. I know. I wear it. I'll wear it. Okay?
We don't make mistakes here. We have happy accidents.
It was bad. Again, it was just like is that your daughter? It was like,
yeah, by the way,
like literally the moment it came out of my mouth, I'm like, no. I'm like reaching for it. No, bring it back.
By the way, Jimmy Judy also went
Jimmy Judy.
It was reminded me on the text line right here. Jimmy Judy also came after Rod Smith.
Yes, he did. Yep.
Who does Jimmy Judy think he is?
I don't know. I don't wish any ill will. I hope that this is a moment that will humble him. You got traded for a fifth and sixth round pick, dude.
Mm.
You are a bust. You are now known officially as a former first round bust. What do you do about it?
But here's the problem with that. I agree with you. It's what I said on Cleveland radio yesterday. But will you? Or will you look at this like, man, I never had the right quarterback, or man, I was never in the right system, or they always asked me to run the secondary routes, I wasn't the primary, and if that's the case, man, you'll never learn.
No, you're right. It's a crossroads for him, and believe me, the bus stop is filled with athletes who were entitled their whole lives, got that slap in the face wake up call, and didn't handle it right, and never adjusted.
So he's at a crossroads. I hope he figures it out.
Better first-round receiver for the Broncos, Jerry Jeudy or Ashley Lilly?
Oh, boy. Jeudy. Jeudy, because you know what? If you look at Jeudy's numbers, if you just look at the numbers, fantasy football style, he put up some decent numbers. Did
Ashley Lilly put up decent numbers?
I don't remember.
False.
But I can't completely bury Jerry Jeudy because I think it's hypocritical to say for the last 7 years, all we've done is rip coaches, rip quarterbacks, rip offensive coordinators, give them nicknames like Wrinkles, mock them for practicing throwing incompletions, and then think that that doesn't somehow filter down to the receivers who play a dependent position. If they play a dependent position and they're dependent on the quarterbacks and the people calling the plays, well, then can we completely bury a guy for not living up to his potential? That's the only holdout I have for defending Jim.
Right, but I'm going to bury. I'll bury because you don't have to, you don't have to have a great quarterback to make catches that hit you in the hands. You don't have to have a great quarterback to throw a block. You don't have to have a great quarterback to run a good secondary route. He also came after Philip Lindsay. Jerry Jeudy used some of his sound from the radio station in one of his many hype videos, his Jerry Jeudy hype videos.
Coming up next, it was only one game, but have the Avalanche officially entered the scary category? That's next.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Ever since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through March 21st, get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing, auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, Mark, here's one for you.
Okay.
It's only one game, but the Avalanche have officially become a scary hockey team. Tell me why I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. I mean, you want to talk about figuring what looks to be figuring out quickly. Now they play again. What they play again tonight?
Tonight at Vancouver,
the Canucks.
The Canucks.
But
Canucks.
that never fails to disappoint.
But Val, dude, Val is. Wow.
He is a difference maker.
He really is.
Inconceivable.
Like, you look at, because, you know, wise guys like me bring up, oh, well, the stats say that without Cale Makar, they're well above 500. Without Nathan MacKinnon, they're well above 500. But without Val Nichushkin, they are a 500 hockey team. And you're thinking, that's just got to be an aberration. But this guy coming back and coming back as quickly as he has, you can see it.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, right from the, I mean, the dude's a difference maker. And then Mittelstadt scored. That looked good. And you tell me about the other guys.
You got Trennan has already made an impact. Duhaime made a beautiful little drop pass to spring Mittelstadt, who was charging up the middle of the ice, and he did a little nice little drop pass. He just took it right in stride and blew in and scored.
Who's that guy? Who's the actor kid in that vampire? That was it. Corey Duhaime.
I think you're right.
Corey Haim.
Yeah.
Not Duhaime.
Yeah.
Okay. No relation, probably.
No relation. No.
I love that movie though. Lost Boys. Remember that?
That's right.
Lost Boys. You know what? I was down on the board.
Let me guess. You taught them all how to act as well. Like
No.
Thor.
I was down in Santa Cruz. The opening of that movie is that Santa Cruz. In Santa Cruz, there's a boardwalk, carnival style boardwalk where you can play the games and there's some rides and, you know, you can win a stuffed animal, that type of thing. And I was there the night before, crushing, the games. And then I went to the movie and boom, right there on the boardwalk where I was winning games. Well, that scene was shot.
No
right
kidding.
There. Oh, yeah. So it was kind of cool. So I liked that movie.
But it's just one game, and they did have the benefit in an NHL compressed season where you're constantly playing games. It's every other night, that kind of thing. They did have really worked out well for them where the trade deadline landed because they brought in all these new guys. They played the quick game against Minnesota, but then they had 2 days of practice, 3 days off, 2 days of practice before they played Calgary.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, Mike, why are you making such a big deal out of 2 days of practice? Because when you get into a compressed hockey and basketball season, you will hear coaches lament the fact that, man, we just haven't had time to have a practice. We really could use a couple of good practices just to kind of get back to our fundamentals, back to our systems, work on ours, just a good chance to practice some of the things that you maybe lose sight of, lose touch of while you're just playing a game every other night.
Yeah.
Or back to back. So it really worked out with the trade deadline, the new acquisitions, and then having the days off, a couple of days of practice to get everybody acclimated. And then I think the road trip came at a perfect time because you know what it's like. It's not the same in football as it is basketball or hockey or baseball, but there is something about how a team can really bond out on the road because it's just you guys. It's a small traveling group. You're going out to dinner together. You're having a few pops together. And when you're trying to acclimate new players, to be able to get right out on the road and have this kind of chance to bond and find some chemistry, I think the schedule's worked out perfectly.
I don't think it could be any better because you got those days of practice. But you're right. I mean, even in the NFL, man, I love going on the road.
Yeah.
And the reason I love going on the road is you're sequestered with your guys. You know, you don't have the kids there. You don't have your wife there. Like, when you're at home, everybody separates. Everybody goes their separate ways because you got your family around. When you're on the road, man, Tommy Nalen comes to your room, you have burgers, before your meetings. Like, stuff like that. This little stuff.
You're together constantly. You're on the bus together. You're having, you're in the hotel together. You're at practice together.
And
you're in the locker room together.
You get to know each other's little tics and idiosyncrasies, and you start making fun of each other, and you know, I mean, it's a it, the, those are great. Those are great times. And you're right. For a team that is just coming back together, right? Val's just coming back from a long, I don't want to call it suspension, whatever it was. Player's assistance.
Player assistance program.
He's coming back from a long time away from the team. You got what, two or three new guys on your roster right now? Kind of just getting to know you.
Until I see evidence to the contrary, I am riding Nathan McKinnon's comments that he made after the first game, in which he said, "I really like the moves this front office made. I was not sure about what we had before. I like these acquisitions. I really do."
So and you don't think it was just him kissing the ass of the front office?
Nope. No, Nathan McKinnon's not going to do that. Nathan McKinnon, if you get used to McKinnon speak, this is a guy who usually doesn't say much, but when he does say something impactful, this is the guy who, after the loss to Vegas in the playoffs, like, I'm going into my eighth year in the league and I haven't won bleep.
Right.
I'm sick of it.
He is the E.F. Hutton.
Right? Then he came out and said at the beginning of this season.
Nothing, E.F. Hutton?
I'm not going to. No, that's too deep.
E.F. Hutton?
It's too deep. Does Rogue know E.F. Hutton? No. Fever, do you know Rogue? Fever, do you know E.F. Hutton? No, so I'm not going to.
Wow, really?
It was a great ad. Leave it at that.
It's a great ad a long time ago.
Google it.
E.F. Hutton Google speaks. It.
Everybody listens. Fine.
People listen.
Nathan McKinnon is the guy that, and so earlier this season, he said, he was honest. He said, "I didn't think we had the right team going into the playoffs. I didn't feel good about our team going into the playoffs."
What happened to E.F. Hutton?
That's
honesty.
Are
they even around anymore?
Shut up. That is honesty.
Did
right?
they go out of business? Maybe nobody really actually listened to him.
Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe it's like you not listening to me right now.
I'm not listening to you right now. You are not E.F. Hutton.
When E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen.
It was a great ad.
I don't even think they're around anymore.
But when Nathan McKinnon speaks, he doesn't do it that often. But every once in a while, he'll drop a truth bomb, and when he says it, you got to listen to him. And when he came out and said that he really liked the moves, I think that was a ringing endorsement of what they did. And it was an acknowledgement for all of us who've been banging the drum all season that we just don't think the supporting cast is good enough.
Uh-huh.
We don't think it's good enough. They're going to have to be active at the trade deadline. And, you know, even when they were winning games and people were like, "No, they're fine." I'm like, I don't think they're good enough. They got to do more. Well, they did do more. And Nathan McKinnon both acknowledging that they did have to do more and he liked what they did. And so until I see evidence to the contrary, the Avalanche have entered the scary.
Well, then I guess there's only one thing left to do. Win the whole
thing. By the way, can I just sidetrack you for a second?
Oh, yeah, because you did nothing to try to do that to me these last two
this
minutes.
This is actually a really good tell me why I'm wrong from Tim of Strasburg.
Tim of Strasburg. Okay, Tim of Strasburg. Go ahead.
As Bronco fans, we need to thank George Payton for signing Russell Wilson to that contract. That one action pushed the Broncos over the edge to finally rip it down to the studs. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Ooh. We'll respond to that.
He's got a point.
Ooh. We'll respond to that.
That's actually pretty good.
Even though I meant getting rid of household names. as we light the lamp, brought to you by Papa Murphy's. Papa Murphy's, home of Take and Bake Tuesdays and $5 Fridays. All right, we'll see if we can get Mark on that. Tell me why I'm wrong. And why today is a big day in Charger land. We're going to find out if Charger's still Charger. I'll explain next.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
Tell me this is not the most perfect Aaron Rodgers New York Jets story. Seriously. Hollywood couldn't come up with this. So apparently, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is thinking of running as an independent later this fall in the presidential election.
Okay.
He has reportedly approached Aaron Rodgers about being his vice presidential candidate, running mate. He's also reportedly approached Jesse Ventura about doing it as well. Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota.
Yeah.
So,
Jesse the body Ventura.
Jesse the body. So, how would that work, by the way? Because Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be the quarterback in the New York Jets this fall. How do you go out and campaign as a VP on the ticket if you're also the quarterback of the Jets?
Yeah, you got press conferences every day.
Good point.
You know? So you talk a little bit Jets football and you talk about America.
So it's one part, what's the game plan this week against the Browns? Equal part, stumping for...
That's right.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
By the way, if they won the office of the president, they won the campaign, would there be a dark room stocked with ghee butter?
No.
It'd have to be.
Let's say there's some legitimacy to this report.
Okay.
That Kennedy has approached Rodgers and Rodgers has shown interest. Why?
Why what?
Why has Rodgers shown any interest?
Because why not?
He's got another job.
Yeah, but that's all right. I mean, come on. We've proven that you don't really have to be involved.
Good point. Good point.
I mean.
Good point. Especially as the VP.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Wait, does the VP really do anything?
Not to the best that I can tell.
Yeah. Right. Right. In my lifetime, I really can't remember a VP that's done anything. So you're right. Aaron Rodgers probably could do both.
Sure.
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 All right. What the heck? Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. Let's see how it all plays out. All right. I like it. I like it. That sounds good. Okay. Nick Saban went to Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
Nick Saban goes to Washington and talked about NIL and the pitfalls and the perils of NIL.
All the things that I believed in for all these years, 50 years of coaching, no longer exist in college athletics. So it's always was about developing players. It was always about helping people be more successful in life. My wife even said to me, we'd have all the recruits over on Sunday with their parents for breakfast, and she would always meet with the mothers and talk about how she was going to help and impact their sons and how they would be well taken care of. And she came to me, you know, like right before I retired and said, why are we doing this? And I said, what do you mean? She said, all they care about is how much you're going to pay them. They don't care about how you're going to develop them, which is all what we've always done. So why are we doing this?
Does he speak the truth or does he sound hypocritical?
Oh, no, he speaks the truth. But there's some hypocrisy that is involved in college football, as we well know. But I will say this about Nick. I mean, go see some of the guys that, like Musa Muhammad. Read his story. You know, I mean, Musa Muhammad got in some trouble. I think it was Musa Muhammad. Got in some trouble that you know, the people of Alabama and the boosters wanted him thrown out of the program. And Nick said, hey, we're just a kid that made a mistake. We're going to you know, stick with him. And ultimately played like 15 years in the National Football League. He's got like five kids. They're all going to college. They're all like his daughters are playing college sports. They're all like he's done an amazing job of being a father. Mm-hmm. And you know, and you know, people want him kicked out of school. Like there is a mentorship that went on in that program.
Yeah, but I'm sure that there have been some players that were under scholarship who got hurt. Or underperformed.
Sure.
And, you know, they probably got asked to leave the program.
Yeah,
they got
absolutely.
I don't think you think he honored every single scholarship and didn't move a guy out if he was hurt or underperforming? Of course he did.
Yeah.
Was he worried about nurturing those guys?
No, those were somebody else's nurturing issues.
Right? Hey, if you can help me win football games, sure, I'll nurture you. I'll nurture the heck out of you.
Well, yeah, but
if you're not going to help me win football games, how much am I going to nurture you?
That's how college football works.
But isn't that what this is all about? This is why it sounds so hypocritical. It's because, you know, it's a system that forever, the coach, the university, they wielded all the power. And I'm not gonna go too far in setting up these college athletes as victims. I mean, they're getting free educations and they're getting a lot of benefits that...
Well, there's nothing free about the education you get, but continue on.
Oh, did you ever have to... Did Poolside ever have to scratch out a college tuition check for you at Idaho?
No.
No, okay. Well, then there's the biggest built-in advantage.
No, well,
Trust me. As somebody who has a child in college right now,
yeah,
there's a lot of value to a scholarship.
Sure, there is.
A lot of value.
But there's nothing free. I'm trading a skill for...
Okay, I don't want to...
Well, okay. But it's not free. I hate that term.
But
it is not a free...
Understand.
I am responsible to be there, practice, work, get injured, play, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And there's nothing free about the education
but
I got.
But you get a lot for it.
I went to Idaho.
Good point. But, see, you did a nice job of taking away my focus. But what I'm saying is that it's always been a system that benefits the coach and benefits the university. Because once you get those guys there on campus, it's tough for them to leave.
Yeah. Now, that part has always been true until now.
And then once you have them there, guess what? You don't have to really worry about it. You don't have to worry about them leaving. And, yeah, you're recruiting for the next cycle. But, you know, that takes up time, but it doesn't take up all your time. And guess what you're allowed to do? Coach. Be a coach. Coach. Go to booster meetings. You know, go play golf with boosters at country. But now what you're forced to do is you're constantly dealing with players. How much am I getting paid, coach? Where's my NIL money?
Right.
Hey, coach, where's my playing time? Hey, coach, if you're not going to play me, this school is willing to take me in the portal. You can understand why coaches who've had it knocked for so long are like, screw this. I'm out.
By the way.
And then, you know, lamenting the fact that, the good old days were so much better.
By the way, Texter reminds me of this. How much did Saban really mentor and grow up Jimmy Judy?
Right? Thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
Judy!
One more. So, when we talk about the all-time great athletes, I mean, boo rating, balls over opponent, anybody have a higher boo rating than Dallas Seavey?
Dallas Seavey?
Do you know who Dallas Seavey is?
No.
I'm surprised you don't know who Dallas Seavey is. For the sixth time, Dallas Seavey won the Iditarod in Alaska.
Really?
The dog race.
Sure.
Across Alaska.
Yeah.
Well, here's what made his accomplishment even more impressive.
Back here on SportsCenter, there was a moose and mayhem. But in the end, a record sixth Iditarod win for Dallas Seavey. Now, if you, like me, went down a deep rabbit hole, then you know what Seavey overcame to get this one. Now, if you didn't, good for you, but also buckle up. Seavey's race began when he had to shoot and kill a moose, which had already been punched by another musher for being aggressive. And said moose had hurt already one of Seavey's dogs. Then because Seavey killed a moose, he had to field dress it. Them's the rules. However, because he was on a racing expedition, Seavey's field dressing supplies, obviously, they were insufficient, which is exactly how the officials described the job he did. So they handed him a 2-hour penalty. Stop looking at me like that. Seavey won the Iditarod anyway. He's the youngest musher to run the race. He's the youngest to win it. And now he has won it more than any other musher ever.
Man.
Moose Mayhem, now into top place.
I do not want to ever hear an athlete complain about anything.
Yes, the field dressed the moose with improper tools. How do you field dress a moose? Have you ever been around a moose? Have you ever seen the size of a moose?
Mooses are big.
They're huge.
They're huge.
They're like 2,000 some odd pounds.
Some of these things are monsters.
Like, they stand at like 8 feet.
Yeah.
With the top of the head.
Yeah, what is a field dress? What is field dress?
Well, you gotta gut it.
You gotta skin it. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, skin it. You gotta cut up a quarter of the meat or whatever so it doesn't go to waste.
You have to honor the animal by, if you're gonna kill it, you gotta
eat it.
You gotta treat it the right way. I got you. I respect that.
You gotta roast it. You gotta invite people over during the race.
That's not what I'm going at, but no.
Moose jerky is good, by the way.
Yeah, but seriously,
dude,
I do not want to hear.
Hey, listen, if you can beat out Herbie Nyakpuk, the Shishmaref Marauder.
I do not want to hear
Dallas
one more NBA player complaining
about
back-to-back games and 4 games in 5 nights and load management and why do I have to play in 65 games in order to be eligible for postseason awards? Why can't it be 58? I don't want to hear about any of that because this guy is killing moose, field dressing moose, mm-hmm. getting penalized for not doing it well enough and still winning the whole thing.
Probably slept.
Now that's an athlete.
Probably slept inside the moose.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, when you cut it open, you can get, because it's warm in there, you can get in there. Just living in a moose. By the way, anytime somebody says, like somebody complains about like, oh, this art says, oh, this guy is tough, I'm going to go, doesn't compare to Dallas Seavey.
Nope.
That dude is
Dallas
tough.
Seavey's my new hero.
By the way, have you ever seen the Huskies that mush? Have you ever seen?
I mean, I've seen them.
You know what a Husky looks like?
Yeah, but what makes them so distinctive?
The mushing Huskies are much smaller. They're like miniature versions of the regular Husky. They're like half the size.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're
are they breeded specifically?
Yeah,
for
they're
mushing?
Tiny.
Yeah,
so they can run and they can, you know, have that endurance. So they're like when I first met Susan Butcher's musher dogs.
Uh huh.
They were like, these things are tiny. Oh yeah, they're bred that way.
So in Alaska, I'm sorry, now I'm going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah,
like in Alaska, are mushing. Dogs
mushing
or mush dogs
mushing.
Excuse me.
Oh, mushing.
Geez. Oh, sorry.
Mushing.
Are mush dogs actually like famous? Like, is there like a
baseball like, cards for mushing dogs?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Like, if people who follow the Iditarod are like winning teams, like Dallas Seavey's team, like, is his lead mush dog like well known?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're well known.
It's a serious question.
Like, yes, but like Susan Butcher had, she came out. To start the, like when we had, when I went up for the Winter Special Olympics, she came out, you know, her sled was on rollers and her dogs, but the lead dog was like the dog.
It was like legendary.
Take pictures with her. Yeah.
But
I don't know what it was named.
You know his name?
No, Fido or something. Now, it probably had like a.
Sure,
like
it was not named Fido.
Yeah, it probably had like some type of, really, you know, like Indian heritage type of name, like whatever.
Right.
Two paws. Something like that. Yeah.
Go to break.
Two paws.
Go to break.
Chauffeur.
Go to break. Go to break. Go to break.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Well, day three of Broncos free agency, and I wasn't expecting them to be big in free agency. George Payton told us they weren't going to be big in free agency, and Greg Penner said you can't be spending big in free agency every year. We knew about the cap hit and everything like that, but even knowing going in that it might not be that much sizzle, are you almost surprised that it's been? They've made two really outside free agent moves.
Uh-huh.
Because they brought back some of their own guys.
Right.
But as far as going out and targeting somebody else, it's been Brandon Jones, the safety from Miami, and Malcolm Roach, the rotational defensive tackle from the Saints.
They brought back their own guys as long as they used to play for the Saints.
Right.
And Brandon Jones. And Brandon Jones, who's a young, good player. So I think that makes sense to me.
Did you expect more?
I expected a quarterback.
Right.
I expected him to get a veteran quarterback, but now I don't know that I expect that.
Folks, I think you need to start wrapping your mind around the idea that Jared Stidham's going to be the quarterback.
I think you got to wrap your mind around Jared Stidham.
Starting quarterback to start the season.
Right. And maybe Bo Nix.
Maybe. Although I'm not so sure about that either. I think they will draft a quarterback. They're going to draft a quarterback somewhere.
Oh yeah,
they're going to draft a quarterback. But I'm saying that, you know, this idea that they were going to bring in a veteran quarterback, I'm not so sure. Well, and there have been just enough breadcrumbs left around during this whole thing that, hey, the Broncos really like Stidham. Remember, it was Sean Payton who went on the first day of training of free agency last year and surprised a lot of people with what he gave Jared Stidham. So he must see something. Couldn't wait to bench Russ to get Stidham in some time.
No, he should have benched him in week 9.
I know.
If you're really excited about benching him.
So we'll see. Meanwhile, pay attention to the Chargers today. So for all the fear-mongering about the Broncos and their cap issues, and for all the talk about, ooh, the Chargers are all scary now because Jim Harbaugh's there. Do you know that the Chargers currently have 4 of the top 12 cap hits in the entire NFL? So while everyone's fixated on Russell Wilson's cap number, yeah, it's a big cap number for one guy.
Right.
The Chargers have 4 of the top 12 cap hits in the NFL, and as Adam Schefter tweeted out this morning, the Chargers currently are projected to be about $25 million over the cap, and they are expected to release or trade at least one, if not more, of the 4 players on this list. Big Charger moves coming by 4 p.m. Eastern today. Can you care to guess the 4 cap hits?
Yeah, sure. Joey Bosa, he's a big money guy.
$36.5 million.
You got to go Khalil Mack, he's a big money guy.
$38.5
million. Derwin James?
Nope.
Oh, good. That guy's a really good player.
Receivers.
Ooh. Oh, don't tell me the guy I really like, who I think is the
big Keenan Allen?
Keenan Allen.
Almost $35 million.
And then Mike Williams?
$32.5 million. So yeah, the Broncos weren't in a great situation with Russ and his cap hit, but look at the Chargers. It's not one guy, but if you add up those 4 guys, that's about $30 million of cap hits?
It's a lot.
So we'll see what they do today.
So how are they not able? You don't think they tried to renegotiate with those guys? Like, do those guys no longer want to be in Charger land?
I don't know. But that's
or do
what
they see Jim Harbaugh coming in and go, I don't want to deal with this freak show?
What do you mean? Who's got it better than the Chargers now?
Well, no, I mean nobody. Right? But
who's got it better than the Chargers?
Jim.
Better than us. Nobody.
I swear, every time I see Jim Harbaugh and John Harbaugh together, they're brothers.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like they're blood brothers, really?
Well, Jim. Just,
I don't see it.
Jim. Well, Jim will just tell you that John didn't drink enough milk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Jim's theory on that.
Jim drank a lot more milk than John.
Okay. Jim Harbaugh's kooky, isn't he? Kooky. That's the word that for some reason that word comes to mind. He's kooky.
Jim is kooky.
Kooky. The other thing about the Broncos is this what we're seeing? Yeah, they cleared up all this cap space, but they've been very quiet through the first couple days. Is this all about setting themselves up so they could take the bulk of the Russell Wilson cap hit this year?
I think they want to go. They've admitted that they need to rebuild. They've admitted that the draft picks that should be the backbone of your football team have not worked out. They're just about all gone, and they're saying we're gonna eat this money. Next year it'll be much more manageable. The cap should either stay the same or go up a little bit more next year. And we'll be in a great shape. Hopefully, we'll draft properly, have some young players that we develop, and we'll be in great shape to flip this thing, and start kind of doing what the Detroit Lions. I mean, that should be how you look at this team. The way the Lions built their roster. Now, they did it with Jared Goff, but the way they built through the draft, Penei Sewell, Brian Branch, Sam Laporta, I mean, on and on, Gibbs, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jack Campbell, like you can go on and on and on with all the draft choices that they made that have had a huge impact on their roster and have helped them get to where they are. That, like, they put a big thing out about their last like three or four drafts, and they've got 8-9 starters and like guys that are big time players for them. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like, they've got all kinds of players that just have played exceptionally well for them.
Remember, we had Andrew Brandt on, who was the former capologist, money man for the Packers for a long time. And he said, anytime you are facing a big cap hit, take as much of it as you can immediately.
Yeah.
Just don't put it off. Try to take and bite off as much of that as you can. Right. So maybe that's what they're doing here.
It's something I took from, it's in my book of wisdom. It's from Sandy Clough. I have a Sandy Clough. I don't have you in my book of wisdom. There's nothing you have said over the last 8 years.
No, I'm not surprised because I've gotten dumber working with you.
Right. There's nothing you said that I've said, wow.
Yeah.
I need to write that down. but Sandy Clough said, yeah. What must be done eventually is best done immediately.
I love it.
And that's the Broncos cap situation.
He's also famous for saying, bow chicka bow wow.
Bow chicka bow wow. And shut up!
He's also famous for saying, you can never manufacture desperation.
That is another one I've written down.
I love that one. Yep. I've used that one so many times over the years. You cannot manufacture desperation.
No. Also famous for waking up people naked.
So, tonight, we've got... Nope, not going to go there. Tonight, we've got both the...
time to get up.
Shut up. We've got both the Avs. I should never have told you that story. We've got the Avs, and we've got the Nuggets tonight. By the way, big storm rolling in tonight.
Yeah.
My man Chris Bianchi over at 9 News, who is never wrong, has said this is a big one. This is the biggest storm we're going to see in Denver in the last 3 years. Just loaded with heavy, wet, cement-like snow. Along the foothills, we're talking about 10 to 20 inches of snow. You get a little bit deeper into the foothills, a little bit further south, maybe around Stokely down there where Stokely lives. It could be a couple of feet. So, but we'll be here tomorrow because you know why? You know why we're going to be here tomorrow morning, no matter what's going on? Because if Dallas Seavey,
that's right,
can get through everything he went through to win his sixth Iditarod, we can be here tomorrow morning.
I may show up with moose meat.
We might. After I've been, I might have to field dress something along the way on Hamden tomorrow, but I'll get it done.
All right.
I'll get it done. Are we done? We're done.
I think we're finished.
I think we're finished. We made it to the finish line.
All right.
Iditarod style, Dallas CV style. We're done. Thank you so much for everybody. Yeah, do be safe tonight and tomorrow. We'll keep you updated with everything going on with the weather and the things you need to know and what figures to be kind of a wild day tomorrow. Dover and Stoke coming up next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.